This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NBA, Brooklyn beat Charlotte 120-118. In the NFL, Dez Bryant grabbed two touchdown passes and also threw his first career touchdown pass as the Dallas Cowboys whipped Detroit 42-21 to improve to 13-2. NFL rushing leader Ezekiel Elliott ran for 80 yards and two scores on just 12 carries, including a 55-yard touchdown. Matt Stafford passed for 260 yards and no touchdowns for the Lions, who need to beat the Packers this Sunday night to win the NFC North. The New York Jets have placed Bryce Petty on injured reserve, ending the second-year quarterback's short stint as the starting quarterback. Meanwhile, Jets coach Todd Bowles was scheduled to meet with his doctors yesterday after being hospitalized late last week. Bowles was hospitalized on Friday and missed the team's flight for Saturday's 41-3 loss to New England. UConn says it's fired its football team's coach, Bob Diaco, after his third season. University officials announced their decision yesterday, saying Diaco would be relieved of his duties effective January 2nd. Athletic director David Benedict says the program needs a new leader for long-term success. Meanwhile, UConn is still the unanimous number one atop the Associated Press women's basketball poll. The Huskies received all 33 first-place votes again after beating then-number 12 Ohio State and Nebraska to stretch their winning streak to 86 consecutive games. UConn faces number 4 Maryland on Thursday. A small Vermont community skating rink is working on a long-term plan to eliminate its biggest single expense, its energy bill. Organizers want to make Woodstock's Union Arena the nation's first skating rink to go net zero on energy, meaning no cost spent on electricity or heating fuel. Simone Biles has been named the Associated Press Female Athlete of the Year after tying a women's gymnastics Olympic record with 4 gold medals. Biles picked up 31 of 59 votes from a panel of U.S. editors and news directors. U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky finished second with 20 votes after a 4 gold, 1 silver performance in the pool in Brazil. Wimbledon champ Serena Williams was third in the balloting, followed by Women's NCAA Basketball Player of the Year, Brianna Stewart. The U.S. was a winner in its opening game at the World Junior Hockey Championships in Canada. Clayton Keller scored twice, and the Americans dominated the last two periods to beat Latvia 6-1. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.